In this reflective episode of The Candid Cast, Lucky Agede invites you to meditate on the importance of character in leadership. Join us for a thoughtful exploration of how our character influences our leadership journey.
Hello, welcome to The Candid Cast. We are continuing our study of leaders' profile. What qualities are expected of a leader? Last week, we talked about vision as a quality of a leader. A leader must have vision because the blind cannot lead the blind. They will both fall into the pit. A leader must see what others are not seeing. Today, we'll be taking the second quality, which I call character. So let's talk about character as part of the profile of a leader. It was John Wooden that said, a man should be more interested in his character than in his reputation. Because your character is really who you really are, while your reputation is merely what others think you are. Many of us get concerned about what people think about us rather than who we really are. We need to be true to ourselves. Let people know who you really are. If you want people to know who you really are, build who you really are to be a personality you can present to the public with pride, with joy. Be comfortable with who you are. Billy Graham said, when wealth is lost, nothing is lost. When hurt is lost, something is lost. But when character is lost, all is lost. Character is just literally everything. And Rick Warren said, people are attracted by talent. God is impressed by character. A lot of people who have talent have destroyed themselves because of lack of character. You are a good athlete, you can run, you can win the Olympic gold medal, but it is discovered that you are doping. You are on drug to achieve it. That's a lack of character. You did not practice. A good mechanic, he knows how to do the job very well, but he changes people's new vehicle part for old one. That's a lack of character. Such people cannot go far. That's why it is said that character is everything. And Billy Graham has said, when character is lost, everything is lost. Nothing is left of a man when character is removed from him. So we need to guard our character. It is the constant in the life of any person. It's difficult to change character. So guard it very well. Watch it. Character is that part of the person that you look at when we say, if you can deceive or lie once, it's your character. You can lie and deceive many times because it is inside you to lie, to deceive, to cheat. It is detected by what is inside of you. A liar is a liar. That's just who he is. An honest person is an honest person. That is who he is. And we don't learn these things in one day. Let's look at why character is important and central to leadership. If you think you are a leader, you have nobody following you, you are only taking a walk. And that's what John Maxwell said. Nobody will follow without knowing where he's going. People must be sure where you are taking them. So with this, you inspire trust. If you are not truthful, how do you inspire trust? People will not follow until they know where they are going. Truth is essential to earn followership and loyalty. Trust. People must trust you. To enjoy the trust and loyalty, you must maintain integrity. You must be honest and ethical in your dealing. Maintain ethical principles. A leader must be consistent and reliable in his actions. A leader must have a clear sense of purpose and value. A leader must inspire and motivate others. Let's take these items, those qualities that make up the character of a leader, one after the other. Let's look at trust, for example. It was Peter Tosh that said, you can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. Every friendship, relationship, bonds, They're all built on trust. When trust is lost, there is nothing left. Trust is what you earn when your actions match your words. And this is what is expected of a leader. When you say it, people want to hold on to it. You see, the simplest form is you employ somebody and start work. A jobless person will go and borrow money, pay transport to work, and trusting that at the end of 30 days, he will get his first salary. And you find people owing 5 months' salary. You can't be trusted. A leader will inconvenience himself. You are flying business class and your workers are owed their little salary. To earn followership, a leader must keep his words, particularly when it hurts to do so. A person who changes his words at will when it is time to execute, you cannot safely follow such a person. You'll be led astray. It is trust that can make a person loyal to another. You will ask me why politicians have a lot of people who are loyal to them. It's not because they trust them, because they are treated like chicken. Chicken does not trust that you will not put him inside the pot of soup. But for so long as you have corn to throw on the floor, he's following you. And those people following them are not better than chicken. Integrity is the second aspect of character that we'll be talking about. Integrity is that subset of character that is essential to leadership. Stephen Covey puts it this way: moral authority comes from following universal and timeless principles of honesty, integrity, and treating people with respect. If you lose this, you lose the moral authority over people. You must treat people with respect. Your word must align with your action. A father that calls his family to sacrifice for greater tomorrow must be seen sacrificing in his own space. You can't have the confidence to tell people to sacrifice when you are living in a luxurious lifestyle. There was a time in Nigeria when we had a leader who told us there was no money and we should go low profile. And what the leader did was to step down into made in Nigeria Peugeot car and ensure that every government worker was either driving Peugeot, which was made in Kaduna, or Volkswagen, which was made in Lagos. That type of leadership is lost in Nigeria. To me, that is demonstration of true leadership integrity. It's a show of character. It's not as if you cannot drive whatever you want to drive in your private life. But for so long as the country is at a point where everybody is hungry, you should not rub your wealth in our face using taxpayers' money to do it. Don't forget, this thing is not about politicians only. I talk about fathers. You cannot tell your children to sacrifice. There is no money to buy 20,000 naira Christmas cloth, and you are buying Hennessy of 300,000 naira to entertain your Christmas visitor. You will lose the respect of those children forever. Integrity plays a major role in our everyday lives. It is a moral compass that guides our everyday decision. Integrity is the guide into right or wrong. It's the determinant of your actions, is the determinant of your choices, is the determinant of your reactions. We are not talking about reputation here. We are talking about your character, who you really are. Nelson Mandela said, the first thing is to be honest with yourself. You can never have an impact on society if you have not changed yourself. You must transform yourself into that whole being. That who you are in the day is who you are in the night. What you say in the morning is what you say in the evening. At any time people pick up your word, they must find that it is the same thing. Integrity is wholeness, undivided, the same person. That's why you look at the character, the typewriter character or the computer characters. You have alphabets there. Those alphabets are called characters because of their consistency. A is A. In the morning, in the evening, in Germany, in Africa, in America, where you go, it does not change. B is B, and it will continue to be B. To be the same person when someone is watching and when nobody is watching, to be bound by your commitment, your word, because I said it, though it hurts, I will bring it to pass. That is the quality of God, and every godly person has to live in that realm. A leader must be authentic. When we talk of authenticity, this is another subset of character. Authenticity has been defined as the daily practice of letting go of who we think we are supposed to be and embracing who we really are. Be genuine. Be true to yourself. Be in the private and in the public who you are. You know, we treated this when we were discussing identity crisis. We discussed this at length when we were talking of identity crisis. Those people, if you have identity crisis, you cannot be authentic and you cannot be a leader. You are swayed by every wind that blows. It's almost like all we have said on integrity, but this is much more than that. A leader must be authentic. By this, I mean being true to himself, because a deceiver first deceives himself. When you want to tell a lie, you already know that it's a lie. So you are telling yourself a lie first before you project lie to people. Actions must be consistent with stated beliefs and values. Many of us look at presidents and governors as leaders, but that is not where leadership really lies. We must look inside ourselves and see how consistent we are. Take leadership responsibility in your own space. Be real and true to yourself. I want to live in my own house at the age of 35, and I'm 25 years old now. My actions must agree with my beliefs. If I want to live in my own house at 35, there is a way I will conduct my life. There is a way I will handle the finances that come into my hand. There is a leadership, quality of leadership I must present to myself, lead myself, before I will get other people to follow, to say I am leading. You cannot be criticizing politicians and shortchanging the poor and helpless around you. Let's look at the next one, resilience. Life does not get easier or more forgiving. We get stronger and more resilient, says Chris Grosser. It's not going to get easier. That's why when we are treating the surviving in hard times, I mentioned that before I was born, people have been singing hard times. Times are hard. There is hunger in the land. There is no time. In 1976, we started the low profile. Life is hard. In the Shagari regime in the 80s, we heard of tightening of belt. That things were bad, the economy was bad. Then Babangida came, told us the economy was bad. We needed to do structural adjustment program. There was a time workers were asked to sacrifice 25% of their salary to revamp the economy. So life has always been hard. But the resilient is the one that will survive it. So a person must be resilient. So let's not look to leaders in political space for leadership. Develop that capacity for resilience in your own space. Human capacity for burden is like bamboo, far more flexible than you have ever believed at first glance. The troubles you cannot survive are the ones you have told yourself ahead of time that you cannot survive. There is no challenge that comes to you that you cannot survive, unless you tell yourself you cannot survive it. Let's look at humility as a character quality of a leader. A leader must be humble. You know, I have mentioned earlier that a leader harnesses the ideas of everybody around him to rise to the top. If you are not humble, if you are a know-it-all, you cannot take ideas from your subordinates. And there are subordinates who know so much better than you do. They are just in that space at that time. I recall a visit we made at the dedication of the commissioning of the LAPO head office at Maryland, Lagos. One of the persons that sat on the same table with me said to me, "Look at that man. He's so humble." I responded, "Do you know any great man that is not humble? If he was not humble, he wouldn't get to where he's raising such a structure or building an organization that employs over 10,000 people. You need humility to get there. We come nearest to the great when we are great in humility. Unless you are humble, you can't go anywhere. Pride certainly goes before a fall, and a haughty spirit precedes every destruction. The only place where the haughty spirit can rise to leadership is African politics. But even then, we have seen Governor turn Baba during the election. That is false humility. They realized that they needed to be humble to get to the top. But because it is not in their character to be humble, they are not Baba when they have been sworn in. They are no more your friend when they have been sworn in. During campaign, you find they visit homes, carry babies, play with children. That is the deception of politics. And one of the reasons I said, in leadership, don't look to anybody in political office as your leader or role model. You will miss it in real life. Their life is not real. It's one of those make-believes that unless you are suffering from identity crisis, you don't look that direction. Let's look at the courage of a leader as the character trait of a leader. Courage is the complement of fear. A man that is totally fearless is not courageous. He's only a fool. That's what Robert Heinlein said. To be totally fearless is not courage, it's foolishness. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's the ability to analyze situations and carry on without being grounded by the fears. The fear is there, but courage helps you to override it and move on. It's not as if you are not afraid, but people will think, oh, this leader is totally fearless. No, it's only a fool that is totally fearless. If you release a lion in a room and somebody is sitting and say, I'm a leader, and I wait for a lion, that's foolishness. He has his fears, but he will look at what do you do to make sure the lion does not consume you. Let not the fear swallow you. It often requires more courage to dare to do right than the fear to do wrong. When one's mind is made up, fear diminishes. And knowing what should be done drives away fear. A leader does not chicken out in the face of challenges. He stays bold and principled when there is opposition or risk. A person that can be grounded by fear cannot lead a team. He will destroy the team. Martin Luther King personifies courage. When he faced the authority that holds the power over life and liberty to declare, I will not back down. That's leadership. A leader is also accountable. Without accountability, there can be no trust. And without trust, there can be no meaningful collaboration. A leader inspires accountability. If he has more willingness to take responsibility than he is willing to pass blame, it is the last administration. If you must lead, don't look for who to blame for anything, for failure or whatever. Thank you for listening. We'll draw the curtain at this point today. As I say, God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Cast. Be sure to tune in again next week.